the intro.
Hello. Hello and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I'm your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. Now that we have finally completed the one main aspect of the frustration aversion paradox, FAP, overt frustration aversion, which we subsequently split into two different types of overt frustration aversion, there's another category of frustration aversion leading to paradoxical outcomes, i.e. that by which aversions to frustration cause more frustrations, and arguably this type of aversion causes the most fapping. Indeed, people will get caught fapping with family, with strangers, with friends, even in public. How crazy is this? This type of frustration aversion is the leading cause of I can't stand it itis in all the land. It is frustration aversion by delay, also known as procrastination of the paradoxical kind and likely the literal kind of fapping. Okay, where instead of resolving a frustration, a person, well, does something else, but still, instead of ignoring it, in the back of their mind, they still have every intent of resolving it. You put it off. But why put it off? Because you can't stand the thought of doing it. You can't stand it. So for reference, here are the two subtypes of overt paradoxical frustration aversion that cause fapping. One, out of sight, out of mind. If I ignore it or hide from it, it'll go away on its own, spontaneously. It's genius. If I get rid of all the snacks, then I will never snack again, ever, in the history of the universe, even if there was a fire. Two, out of mind, out of sight. If there's no news, then it is good news. So why bother looking? Also super genius. After all, only sick people go to hospitals. Therefore, if I never go to the doctor or never go to a hospital, then I will never be sick. Ever. Okay. Now, we're onto the big kahuna. The big kahuna. Procrastination. Those of you that have been listening, you know that it's been a minute since we first mentioned this and wondered why it took me so long to get to it. Well, the secret's out. I've been putting it off. To give procrastination its due, think about how much of a role frustration tolerance plays in your ability to do what you want to feel or to feel how you want to feel, do what you want to do, achieve what you wish, and get what you deserve, and be treated how you wish to be treated. Okay, if a person's frustration tolerance is too low, or their reserves of frustration tolerance are near empty, they will appear extra sensitive to just about anything that interrupts those four frustration domains. Heck, they may become frustration intolerant. If a person's tolerance is low, their ability to handle frustrations of any type is handicapped. You can only handle so much, whether it's minor or major, discrete or chronic, it all adds up. If their frustration sensitivity is high, they're more likely to appraise any frustrating stimulus as more frustrating than it actually is, thereby inflating the amount of tolerance it takes to respond to it rationally and deliberately. It eats up what precious frustration tolerance they have much faster. And to be clear, the frustration sensitivity is high in various areas based off of your frustration sensitivity index, your FSI. That was covered in much earlier parts of the reading, but it is getting developed a little gnarlier, okay? If a frustrating stimulus exceeds the frustration tolerance, either because tolerance is low or sensitivity to frustration is high, or both, then the oh shit machine revs up. The oh shit machine revs up, and that space between stimulus and response, it shrinks. And this person becomes more impulsive, They build urges fast, and the urges build so fast, they can get cashed in for silly responses to do dumb stuff even faster. This reinforces the BS they tell themselves about this frustrating stimulus. This much you know. Okay. But here's where procrastination or frustration aversion by delay is so dangerous and the leading cause of fapping. Procrastination is when a person appraises a fabricated frustrating stimulus, one that may occur in the future as exceeding their current level of frustration tolerance in the present. This causes a flare-up of I can't stand it itis for a scenario that's been 100% fabricated. A person then gets into double trouble by actually frustrating themselves in the present because of imagined frustration in the future. The astute observer may identify this as anxiety, where a person succumbs to overwhelm on the basis of something that might happen. Here's where procrastination comes in. Now, procrastination is a purposeful delay of resolving a frustrating stimulus in the present by leveraging that anxiety, that is overwhelm about a fabricated situation, as their permission to delay by seeking catharsis from impulse-building anxiety in the present. When a person makes themselves anxious in the present, emotionally frustrated, about something that might happen in the future, they will also respond by attempting to resolve the current emotional frustration caused by the make-believe event in the future. Maybe, possibly. Let's see if we can sum this up nicely. I'm going to throw you under the bus because practically every human on earth puts things off and has had it cause some misery in their lives. So step number one, you imagine something frustrating about the future. Typically a practical responsibility. You imagine something frustrating about a practical responsibility in the future. Now, instead of resolving this frustration with rational thinking and deliberate acting, you instead tell yourself some BS about fairness and achievement, etc., etc. I must get a good score on this test, or else the boss has to like my super duper presentation, or else you need to like my book on frustration, or else. And now you leverage this imagined frustration. You leverage this imagined frustration as permission to frustrate yourself emotionally in the present and start a flare-up of the I can't stand it-itis. Or else it'll be terrible. I'll fail out of school and be a street person and I can't stand it. Or else it'll be awful. I'll get fired and laughed at forever and ever and I can't stand it. Or else it'll be horrible. I'll be a turd burglar and turd burgle for all eternity and I can't stand it. This, to be clear, fully upgrades your imaginary frustration in the future to a very real, emotionally disturbing frustration in the present. Because logic. Okay. This, to be clear, upgrades an imaginary frustration in the future to a very real, emotionally disturbing frustration in the present. Okay. Now, this very real frustration in the present, step four, this very real frustration in the present, you know, the one stemming from that fabricated frustration in the future, you know what it needs? It needs a dash of frustration aversion. You start fapping. You avert the real frustration in the present caused by imagining a frustration in the future and working yourself up about it because logic, man. And since they're stemming, these current frustrations are stemming from imagined frustrations, you've conveniently set yourself up in a way to make them semi-permanent fixtures in the old noodle, okay? Since obviously the thing that's causing these frustrations now is the fabricated frustration in the future floating around somewhere in a crystal ball. This means that any attempt to resolve these frustrating stimuli in the present is an act of futility. Okay? The only thing that could possibly make any sense now, since it's futile to even attempt to resolving these frustrations because they are coming from an imagined thing in the future, is to distract yourself from them. And so as long as you harbor that BS about the fabricated frustration in the future, the frustrations in the present will always be there and getting worse and growing in number until you legitimately frustrate the other domains in your life in other ways. Remember, there's the operational domain, doing what you want to do. The emotional domain, feeling what you want to feel. The achievement domain, accomplishing what you strive to accomplish. And the fairness domain, to get what you want to get and be treated how you like to be treated. Okay? And I'm willing to bet you find all sorts of clever ways to distract yourself from the emotional frustration in the present stemming from fake frustrations in the future. So congratulations! You are well on your way to procrastinating yourself into a whole new world of impulsivity and dumb decisions that have destructive outcomes. Making the current frustrations worse and adding on to even more frustrations to deal with. Just to make sure you make your self-inflicted misery as miserable and last as long as humanly possible. Misery that compels you to cry out to the frustration gods when you just can't stand it anymore. Frustration tolerance is the determining factor, at least initially, about assessing perceived frustrations in the future. If you find it recurring, STFU with that. Call out on the BS. Call out the BS on those frustrating stimuli. Inject some rational thinking and deliberate acting for purpose-filled responses and stack up some constructive outcomes. That's just one aspect of how frustration tolerance plays a role in procrastination and the frustration aversion paradox in general. But each one of those steps, frustration tolerance plays a role, and we will get into that. If a person's frustration sensitivity is too high, then their appraisal of a frustration, current or future, is far more likely to exceed how much frustration tolerance they apparently have in the bank in the present. If that happens, especially for a frustration in the future, you can get a flare-up of I can't stand it-itis because of something that's entirely fabricated. Come on, people! More of this in greater detail tomorrow. Shakespeare said it best. I've had a lot of misery in my life. Almost none of it happened. Maybe that was Mark Twain. Somebody do the Google machine for me. That's all she wrote today. Thank you for learning. Stay rational. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Kashi? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Kashi is out.